Culture generally describes the shared behaviors and beliefs of a group of people and includes material and non-material elements.
Values are a culture's standard for discerning what is good and just in society. Values are deeply embedded and critical for transmitting and teaching a culture's beliefs. Beliefs are the tenets or convictions that people hold to be true. Individuals in a society have specific beliefs, but they also share collective values. Norms define how to behave in line with what a society has defined as good, right, and important, and most members of society adhere to them.
The term culture refers to the language, diet, dress, beliefs, customs, norms and values, knowledge and skills which make up the way of life of any society. Culture is passed on between generations via socialization, and culture acts as the link between individuals and society.
The main culture in society which is shared or generally accepted by the majority of people is known as the dominant culture.
Marxists view the dominant culture as reflecting the interests of the rich and powerful, the ruling or dominant class. Feminists see the dominant culture as patriarchal and reflecting the power and control of men. A subculture is a small culture within the dominant culture and may have different norms and values while having many aspects in common. Examples of subcultures include youth subcultures, including pro- and anti-school subcultures and ones based around music preference or style of dress. Subcultures often emerge through the experience of socialization of different groups and can sometimes be an active opposition to the dominant culture. For example, anti-school subcultures resist the dominant values of the school. A subculture is a small culture within the dominant culture and may have different norms and values while having many aspects in common. Folk culture is associated with pre-industrial or early industrial societies and display a number of key features, like authenticity, being actively created and active involvement. Authenticity refers to the way in which folk culture emerges from everyday experiences, customs, and beliefs of ordinary people, such as traditional folk music, songs, storytelling, and dance. Folk cultures must be actively created, in that they must be produced by ordinary people in local communities rather than manufactured by others. Active involvement means that people must actively participate in the culture, rather than being passive recipients of products manufactured by others. High culture refers to that which is deemed to be superior in taste and associated with the privileged intellectual elite, the wealthy and educated upper and upper middle classes.
High culture is seen as something special and something of lasting artistic, literary or intellectual value, worthy or preserving.
Examples of high culture include museums, theater, art galleries and opera houses. The terms mass, popular and low culture are often used interchangeably to refer to the same type of culture in slightly different ways. Low culture is often used in a derogatory, critical and insulting way to describe mass or low culture, suggesting inferiority in comparison to high culture.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!